Jesse, this slap.
Tell me what's going on, what the fuck is up? Been on one hell of a run since the team clicked up. JC, no hundreds, Busby, and I am our team McFly, giving views from the lenses of our eyes. Ain't crossed no lines, never hopped no fence. Years on the grind, knowledge immense. Just speaking our minds about a world so dense. Now it's time to realign with some illogical sense.
Oh, we're recording now?
Yeah, we on, man. You over here playing with the goddamn phone still.
Well, damn.
Show ass.
Anyway, this is episode 326.
326.
Of the most consistent podcast in the Bay Area.
Let's press this one.
There we go. That's JC's. Yeah.
Okay, this one.
Yeah, we get the, Yeah,
that's coming soon.
Coming soon. Your boy Busby,
big Busby problems.
Yes, sir.
Big Busby
shout
problems.
Out YN.
Yup.
And your boy McFly.
McFly.
Oh, watch this. Hold on. Wait. You ready?
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
What's happening?
Oh,
what's good?
And as you can see. Our brother, I used to sit here, so I'm in his seat now, but we're going to pretend he's right here.
I don't think they could see that what you're pointing at.
Well, he's like, he's here somewhere.
Okay.
Our boy.
But yeah, JC.
JC's under the weather. Can't be here.
You got to make his sound, man.
Yeah, true. Like, our boy, our brother, JC, no hundreds. Or no hundreds! Is not here. He's... I heard that.
Oops.
Yeah, he's not here. He's sick under the weather. He wishes he was here. But, you know, he'll be here next time. I know his black ass will, because we're going to make him. We're drag his ass over here. That's what we do. Anyway, how the fuck you doing?
I'm chilling, bro. Yeah. I mean, shit, it's been a long fucking 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
3 weeks.
Well, shit, we got busy. Life happened.
Yeah,
and
nah, for real.
Other stuff had to happen and shit like that.
And shit keeps moving.
Shit keeps moving. Went to the movies.
Oh, did you now?
A few movies. I saw the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future.
Oh, man.
It was the first one. Yeah.
Fujitsu-san, konnichiwa.
McFly.
I got Back to the Future Crocs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was dope seeing it on. I've seen the movie thousands of times. I have it on VHS, DVD, Blu-ray. I got like the fucking said, book. I have everything
God,
Back to the Future
damn,
related, damn
right.
Near. So I know everything that ins and outs of that movie.
Yeah.
But I've never watched it on the big screen.
Oh,
never watched
that makes
it.
Sense.
And it was kind of a packed theater too. So we
really?
All laughed at the same shit. Oh yeah, man, watch it in IMAX. That was mwah.
That's dope.
Yeah. Then I saw another movie. I saw something. I saw White Problems. Two White Problems movies. Yeah, it's not even worth getting into. However, there was a trailer that dropped. There was a trailer that dropped that everyone was waiting for. I woke up to this trailer. People actually called. I thought Kendrick dropped again. No.
Shit.
It was the teaser trailer for the new Michael Jackson biopic. Yes. Shaman! Oh, man. It was only 1 minute, and it's featuring Jafari Jackson, which is his, again... Why? Because let's just pause there. Jafari, who the fuck names their kid that? Jermaine does.
Jermaine, actually.
And then he has another kid named Majesty. Michael named his youngest son Blanket.
Was that his name though, or did they just?
It was Michael Jackson Jr., but
yeah, they called him Blanket.
And
though,
then
right?
It was Prince and Paris.
That's crazy how he had a kid who
named
he
Prince.
Named Prince. Yeah.
And then, yeah, well, I think that's Michael Jr. I think Michael Jr. is Prince.
That
and then Blanket
sense.
Is Michael Michael 3. I don't know. Then we got Paris. I don't know. But anyway, his nephew was playing his uncle, and he's been locked in since they announced it back in 2023.
Mm.
It was supposed to come out this year, but some fuckery happened. They had to do some reshoots. It was supposed to be, they were going to split it up into two movies, which is nuts.
Oh, shit.
But then they were like, you know what? Let's just see how the first one does. And if it makes a lot of money, then we'll go follow through with, you know, part two.
Hold up. So they want to see how a Michael Jackson movie is going to do?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, dog. Like, what?
Well, what happened, people, is that when they filmed the movie, they touched on the first allegations. But what the studio...
No pun.
Anyway, you I will be. No, it's funny. Someone on Twitter went and said, hey, this is kind of genius. They put this right before the Predator movie. The trailer.
Damn.
I replied back and said, fuck you, you bitch ass nigga. And I blocked that. You damn right. You damn right I did that. Whew. Anyway, where was I? Anyway, so they touched.
They hold it in.
They touched on the first allegation.
No pun.
They talked about the first allegations in the damn movie. Fuck you.
There you go. Synonyms. It'll be your friend, bro.
They talked about. It was like a. It was about 40 minute scene. But what happened is that the estate didn't let the studio know that they signed a contract with the the victims, I guess, quote unquote victims. Ooh. Even though they, you know, they blackmailed them and shit like that. They tried to export them, but they signed a contract saying they can't do movies reenacting their likeness or anything like that. So
that makes sense.
Studio was like, okay. So they went and did some reshoots and they're going to see how this movie does. And if it does good, they will continue with the second half.
Once again, if it does good.
Yo, it's going to make billions.
Dog.
And that's going to be part one. Elvis didn't get a two-parter.
Stupid as hell.
Whitney Houston didn't get a two-parter. Biggie didn't get a two-parter, but Michael did.
Wait, did Whitney Houston even get a...
Yeah, she did.
She did?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
When?
It was like a few years ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't that good.
Okay.
It really wasn't that good. I didn't watch it, but it wasn't that good. And all right.
I'll take your word for
it. The people who made Bohemian Rhapsody behind it. Antoine Fuqua, the guy who did Training Day, he's directing it.
Okay.
Nia Long is playing Catherine Jackson. Coleman Domingo, he's playing Joe Jackson. And yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Miles Teller is going to be in it. Oh, it's going to be, man. I can't wait for that shit.
That's going to be interesting.
April 24th. Trailer was just... I rewatched that trailer like 14,000 times.
What? Like, no, I'm just like, huh?
Hey, man.
How did you even have time to do that?
Hey, man.
That's 14,000 minutes. 14. I don't know how much time that is, but that's a lot of fucking time, bro.
I started tweeting about Michael, and I had to tell everybody, don't let the tweets for the past year fool you.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the header. Read the header. And then look at the first thing it says in my bio. MJ Stan. Shalom!
I hit the wrong button again. But yeah, nah, seriously, dog. It's like, yeah, you've been talking about Kendrick. Yeah, you've been talking about Drake. Yeah, you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All the shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know me. It is Michael like, and M.
Seriously, yeah. It's them two motherfuckers.
Yes. And it's funny because Michael bought Eminem's, like, catalog at one time. M pissed him off, so like they were beefing, and
not just his though. He bought like half a fucking Sony shit, didn't
Sony,
he?
Sony, yep. And then they killed him, allegedly.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. But yeah, I'm excited for that. That's gonna be dope. And also, something important happened this past week out here in the good state of the United States. Good state of the United States.
Rewind.
Of our good nation. The special elections happened.
Yeah.
And it was an ass kicking. Democrats whooped their ass on damn near everything. Let's see. I'm going to get my notes up here. And what did I put? I said Democrats whoop ass.
That's literally what you have written now, too.
And out here in the good state of California, because Trump wanted to be a fucking cheater. So Gavin Newsom said, Prop 50. That shit overwhelmingly passed.
Wait, not
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, because we don't want him to cheat. We don't want Trump to cheat. Real. So, yeah, they voted yes on Proposition 50, which pretty much gerrymanders the restructures the districts and gets the Democrats more seats and shit like that.
Right.
And out in good old New York City, they elected their first Muslim mayor. How do you say his name?
Mondami.
Mondami.
I don't know how to say the first name. I'm not going to lie to you.
Zoran Mondami. Thank you.
Mondami.
Mondami. Yeah, that was like Obama winning. That's how everyone fucking celebrated, because the Democrats didn't like him. Republicans didn't like him. Rich people didn't like him.
Shit, I'll be honest with you. Based on the fucking YouTube or Twitter clips that I've seen, I like him.
Yeah. Shit. They love his ass. And it's wild because he got elected on the... Has it been 15 years already? Like on the anniversary of Obama's first election?
Yeah.
Those were good days, man. Yeah. And that election ended early out here in the West Coast.
Oh, dog. By 8:30, they announced it.
They called it. Yep, yeah. He lost. Oh, yep, he won.
Mind you, polls close at 8 o'clock.
In Cali. In Cali.
8:30, it was done for already.
They said, oh, it's over. He's the new president. Good times. And, you know, that's good things. But bad news, the government's still shut down. Studio's still locked up. Yeah, man, it's getting spooky.
I don't even know what button to press with that shit, bro. Because that really just, yeah, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up. We're recording, it's going on 40 days. It's like a new record. Fuck that nigga Trump. People's fucking SNAP and WIC benefits are on hold now. The fucking air traffic control shit's all fucked up.
JC actually posted on Facebook saying that SNAP is actually has a temporary stay at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, I mean, that's cool, but man.
Mm-hmm. And the whole ass went to the Supreme Court to try to stop the shit, and the Supreme Court approved it. So, yeah. Bitch ass nigga. Fuck him. Yeah. We're not a political podcast. I just want to get that shit out the way, but yeah. Fuck Trump.
For the record.
For the record. For the record. Motherfucker. Well, in other news, when we go back to sports, you want to talk about it?
Do we got it?
I mean, yeah. West, y'all.
Yay. Fucking whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. I didn't get that. I should have put that one on there. God damn it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
For me, it was.
Hey, man.
I know.
I want you to say it.
I ain't gonna say shit, man. Fuck you.
What's the song on the Kendrick album?
Blue.
Well, Blue won the World Series. Okay, how about we don't say the name? We just call them Blue.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Blue versus the Blue Jays.
It's Blue versus the Blue Jays, and the umpire, we call them Blue. I mean, shit.
I'm not going to hold you. That was by far, I don't even watch baseball like that. That was by far one of the best World Series that I've watched in forever. Yeah. Game 7, I feel, is out of all the Game 7s I've ever watched in any sport, I think that's up there with the 3-1. Warriors, Cavs shit.
Mm.
You know what's crazy?
I didn't watch that neither.
That's real hate. Nah, but that was a great game. They won. They are now back-to-back champions. They went in Toronto and just took their soul. And the reason why this is so funny to me is because this was basically Kendrick versus Drake all over again.
Yeah, see, I
what?
You got to understand, I was conflicted.
Misusing your influence?
Misusing my influence. Sometimes I did the same. Yeah, nah, man. It was so bitter. Not even bittersweet.
Bittersweet?
No. Not even bitter. just bitter.
Because on one hand, you don't want Aubrey to win.
No.
Well.
No, that's exactly it. I don't want him to win. But then on the other hand, I don't want the Dodgers to win.
So you wanted Bane to win?
Yes.
That's funny how Bane's always the answer for sporting events for teams we both hate.
Hell yeah.
All that fails, call Bane.
For real, shit.
But nah, the game itself was far.
Or what? To the stadium. I would not have been mad.
I'm not going to say that. You said that.
I did. And I say it again.
Nah, man. The games were great. Fucking the game. Was it game 3 the longest game ever?
Yes. It was 18 innings. It's the size of 2 games.
I'm sorry, man. It was a great game.
No, it wasn't.
They whooped him again in game 4. Whoop-dee-doo. And then they beat him again at home. And whoop-dee-doo. Then they were so happy that Drake got cocky and went online and started trolling.
See, this is the reason why I actually kind of wanted that team from down south to win. That was the kind of the reason why.
Because they were up three. There was 3-2. And all that was win one more.
But somebody had to go to fucking Instagram
and troll Ohtani. And then who else did he troll him twice? And then he posted Glasses Malone's music and shit like that. People thought that was fake. And I was like, no, I saw that shit. Yeah.
And everybody told Glasses instantly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that shit.
Top, died. Fucking everybody.
According to Glasses. DJ Head. DJ Head, they all sent that.
All sent it to him.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, uh-oh. I said, uh-oh. And the Drake curse is still out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, Drake, the last time you, because he was at game two when they're in Toronto, and that's the one they lost. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Drake, if you know you're a curse, don't go to that game.
Yeah, nah. What are you doing?
But he showed up anyway because it's game six. It's Halloween. It was like perfect time. It was Halloween, game six. I was like, it made sense.
Yeah, no, it did.
And the Dodgers took their fucking soul. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when game seven was going to happen, I was like, if I was a Blue Jays fan, I would have told Drake, get the fuck out of here.
See.
Don't show up to this game.
And they did.
Oh, he showed up there.
No. They did tell him that.
They did.
Yes,
that's the thing. They all did. All Blue Jays fans told him, do not show up. You are bad juju.
Yeah.
And Drake said, fuck y'all, I'm going to show up anyway.
And I was sick to my stomach.
The game was good because they were up the majority of the game.
Yeah, but I didn't watch.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to tell you. They were up the majority.
Look, like, I know what happened. I mean, I fucking have Twitter, bro. Like, it kept me informed, unfortunately.
I kept looking at the score. I didn't
want to watch the game. Like, I had no intent on watching this entire series at all.
Uh-huh.
But fucking Twitter, bro.
Well, I kept looking. I remember I didn't watch the whole game. I just kept seeing the score. And I was like, oh, shit, they're up 3-1. Okay. Yeah. Oh, shit, 4-2. And I was like, well, this is going to the 8th. Let's see what happens. And then they tied it. And I was like, let me watch this shit because I was at work.
That shit was fucking, I'll be honest.
Uh-huh.
You skipped a huge step, bro, because it was fucking 4-3.
Uh-huh.
And then in the 9th inning, with, I think, 2 outs already.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, was it only
it was one out?
Yeah, one out. And Ohtani was next. So you got to get this guy out.
Mm-hmm.
And then just strategically, knowing baseball, right?
Yeah.
You got to get this guy out.
Mm-hmm.
Then with Ohtani, you just walk him.
Yeah.
You put him on base. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And then you go after the next guy because you don't want to fucking go against Ohtani.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not what happened.
No, they just got lucky.
It was a battle at the plate. Basically, it went to a full count.
Mm-hmm.
3 balls, 2 strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And
gone. And it was that
tie game.
It was a tie game. Then I was watching. I was like, oh, shit, they tied the game. I got to watch this shit. And then I was in the bathroom, actually.
Sick to my stomach.
Yeah, not to my stomach. Mm. And then what's his name? That hit that home?
Miguel Rojas.
And the one who he hasn't hit nothing the entire series, like the entire year.
He was like, oh, for a lifetime, basically.
And that one time, and he clocked the shit out of it.
Yeah.
You would have thought he was, and then it got quiet.
You know what was funny, though, too, dog? Because they're playing in Toronto. I saw this shit online.
Uh-huh.
They're playing in Toronto, so a fucking Blue Jays fan caught the ball.
Uh-huh.
He looks at everybody else, he goes, fuck! And he throws it back, because that's the rule.
Yeah.
Like when the opposing team hits a fucking home run, you throw that shit back. That's the World Series fucking ball,
and
bro.
That's why he said fuck. Because, that's worth fucking thousands of dollars.
Gotta be.
I would have put that shit in my pocket. Fuck y'all. I want my money.
But he threw it.
Because like he was so mad. Like a true fan.
That's a true fan, dog.
He did say it. Yeah. He was like, fuck! And threw it. Yeah. Because this is what I would have did. I would have caught it and held on to it. But if the Blue Jays caught back up, I would have threw it out. Like, oh, fuck it. It don't mean nothing.
Mm.
You know? And it's funny because Drake did sign a baseball during the game. And He signed it. It's like, oh, enter the contest so you can get an autograph from Drake. And after the game, Cavs win. Well, it's priceless now.
Worthless.
Worthless.
Worthless is so the anyway, word. Not priceless.
That's how they had to go to extra innings. They broke the tie. And then at this point, the bases were fucking loaded. It was right there in their fucking grasp.
Yeah.
And old boy slid. And it was just, who's the pitcher? The other Japanese guy?
Yamamoto,
yeah.
And he had pitched just the night before, from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that shit, because that's not typical.
Yeah.
Like, for a bullpen guy, you probably pitch at the quickest the second day, not the fucking very next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bases were loaded. Old boy hit the ball, and then they threw it back to home base because the bases were loaded and shit.
Yeah.
He threw it, and he caught it. I thought the game was over. I thought the Blue Jays won at that point.
Oh, yeah, nah. You don't have to tag him.
Yeah, and then they zoomed in, and you saw the dude's heel was barely on the mat. It was a game.
No, it was inches.
Inches.
For real. It was inches.
That
for
is
real.
Going to haunt that team, that fan forever. I'm like, whoo! I know, as a Niner fan, I'm like, damn, because we had heartbreaks like that, but not a heartbreak like that. Like what? Like what?
Well, not exactly to that extent.
Like, not like the inch of the game. Like,
well, yes.
What?
Emmanuel Sanders.
That was more yards. That's not inches, though.
That's inches, bro. That ain't.
It was like 2 yards. It was like 2-3 yards ahead. Jimmy overthrew him.
I said it.
I said it. You happy now? Because I wanted to prove a point.
Yeah, no, actually, that put me in a good mood.
Like, okay, continue.
Go ahead.
Nah, this was inches. It'd be one thing if it landed.
It was fucking literally.
Like, if it was one thing if it was in Emmanuel's hands and it slipped out, that would have pissed me off a lot.
Or, like, literally out of his reach, just, like, barely.
Yeah, that like, been barely crazy. Touched, you know.
Yeah, no, it was a little bit further out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this one was inches. And I was like, damn. Then after that, it was Toronto's turn again. And then, man, I said flat out, because I was just rooting against them. I'm like, this is funny now, because if they lose, this is gonna be a LOL for Drake. They hit that ground ball. I was like, yep, game blouses, and I started laughing my ass off. I know you were mad.
Like I said, I didn't watch it, so I didn't see it in
real
time. It
was meet the Grams in baseball. Form. That's what me and JC was saying in the group chat.
Yeah.
It was meet the Grams.
Nah, y'all was going back and forth.
And then Nike
I was just sitting there like, I
said sorry, Martine, in the group chat. I was like, sorry, Martine, what you talking about? I know it's Chinese right now.
Yeah, nah, man, because like you guys were talking, but I couldn't read it. It was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
That's hate. That's strong hate. I'm telling you.
Words are scrambling, looking like characters and shit. You feel me? Like,
I'm telling you, at my job, I was working. Because everybody at my job that came in, some of them were Giants fans, and they were rooting for the Blue Jays. And I said, I understand the hate. That's me with the Patriots when they went against the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't really rooting for the Patriots. I just wanted the Seahawks to lose.
I know it can't happen, right?
Uh-huh.
But imagine Cowboys versus Seahawks.
In the NFC Championship?
No. Well, let's just imagine that's a Super Bowl.
Ooh, okay.
That's how it felt.
For you hate the Blue Jays like that?
No, it's not that I hate the Blue Jays. I hate Drake, bro. Like, how many times have we gone over this?
Well, Drake took an absolute L off that shit. So much so that Nike, which I felt was genius, they had the credits, because last year they had I Love LA credits. Yeah,
that's the typical victory song.
And then it rewinded and remixed, and they played Squabble Up.
I can't lie, that shit was hard.
That was hard as hell. And then Fox.
I hated every second of that video, but the way that they did it.
Motherfucker.
You son of a bitch.
And then Fox had a graphic up of Kendrick riding off in the GNX with the Dodger hat, leaving Drake behind.
Yeah, in the dust.
And then ESPN had the back-to-back, because they literally went back-to-back.
Yeah.
And just the layers to this is that Drake had to watch his ops baseball team beat him back-to-back in the same stadium that your op performed in back-to-back. Just several months ago.
Whew.
and you had to sit there and witness that shit. In your city.
Sucks to suck.
Suck to suck. Well, it just keeps on sucking for Aubrey.
Pause.
Pause. He's catching more L's. Hit the boof or the air horn.
Oh, okay, we can do that.
No, the other one, the Niners one.
Let's just...
Yeah, the horn, yeah, there you go.
Let's just do it more. Fuck it. Hold on.
L.
Stupid ass.
L. Loser. Aubrey, bring your ass to the stand, even though we got that button. But
wait, hold up.
You got it?
Do we?
I'm gonna sue.
There you go.
There we go. That one. I forgot which one it was, dog.
Well, as predicted, he filed his appeal for the UMG shit.
Oh, fuck. I was right by hitting both of them.
I know, right? He filed his appeal. But literally the next day, a few days later, a lawsuit came out, a class action lawsuit came out where him and Aiden Ross were named in a class action lawsuit against Stake, their gambling platform that they're always on.
One more time.
Not just one, but two in different cities. Ooh, I got paid from Twitter. Oh, only $50 anyway.
You little fucking punk ass, I swear.
Anyway, they accused...
Oh, look, pizza. No, just...
Anyway, they accused Aubrey and Aiden Ross for promoting illegal gambling and any gambling money that they... Ragered or whatever. They told people it was their money, but it was really the company's money.
Oh, yeah.
And they were encouraging young people to fucking do that shit.
Right.
So they're suing them for that.
Right.
And then after that, another lawsuit. Well, he was named in the lawsuit. He ain't getting
sued. I'm going to sue.
But RBX, I'm high powered. West West, y'all. Which is Snoop Dogg's cousin, LA rap legend.
Yep.
He is taking Spotify to court. And as a lawsuit, because he's pretty much saying, accusing them of botting. A lot of, like, pretty much botting mainstream. They're kind of cheating independent artists out of their money by putting all their money into other artists that botting. And one of the people that he named that has fake streams.
No.
There's only one.
There's only one.
Only one person he named. And that was Aubrey Drake Graham. Saying that he botted billions of streams that went from January 2022 to now. That's where they got it from. He said he has billions of fake streams and Spotify knew about it. They turned a blind eye to it. And pretty much they're taking money away from the lower tier artists, like independent people.
Yeah, so basically the way Spotify pays, right, is like it's like a tip pool pretty much. So all the money gets in there, and then depending on how many, like, percentage of streams you get, that's the percentage of money you get out of that tip pool.
Oh, really?
So, let's just say he had 3 billion streams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And him, let's say Taylor, Weeknd, and name somebody else, like, fucking huge.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay, Justin Timberlake, even though he fucking sucks. Justin Timberlake had...
Wow.
Like, big, that's, you know, random. No, dead ass though, right?
And then you double down. Okay.
Yep.
nah, but for real, like, this, get back to this for real.
Yeah.
Let's just say that they all do like 5% each, that, like, as far as the streams.
Yeah.
So they each get 5% of the pot, pretty much, which means that you got whatever's left to pay everybody the fuck else.
And Drake used a lot of that pot and gave half pennies or not even, like, a penny.
Nah, dude, with Spotify, and I know this firsthand, like, you get fractions
of a penny. So, like, not even like 2 cents?
Bruh, no. Shit. No. For every stream, you get like 0.001 long ass number.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking trash.
Dog.
That's why I barely don't even use Spotify like that, because they don't pay you guys.
Nah, they really don't.
That's why you gotta really go on Tidal. Shout out to Ho. He pays y'all.
Yeah, nah, he does. He does. Apple Music does too.
Yeah, I know. Apple Music and Tidal pays you guys the most, which is the wildest shit. But Spotify wants to.
No, actually, I think Amazon actually pays the most, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah, per stream. Like, it's still fractions. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not, but it is a lot more than fucking.
But title
than Spotify for sure.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, this just proves my point that ever since fucking Drake took UMG to court, all of a sudden these shit's getting spooky now.
This
shit just starts coming out all of a sudden.
Yeah,
now you got fake streams. I'm like, that's not surprising to me. Mm-hmm. I said it on Twitter. That's the reason why he didn't want to do stadiums, because he knew those streams were fake, and he knew he probably wouldn't sell that. He wouldn't fill that bitch up.
Yep.
See, that's what I wanted to say when we were like debating that shit like years ago. Mm. But I knew if I said it, I would have came off as a hater. Like, I had a feeling that a majority of those streams were fake.
Well, I mean, in the lawsuit, it says that there's like over 37 billion streams.
Mm-hmm.
Billion, bro.
Billion. Like that's Trump a said, billion.
Oh my God.
That's what he does.
Stop.
Billions and billions and billions. Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, no, but seriously, like that's fucking a ton of fucking streams, dog. Like I don't even get near as that much in a fucking month, bro.
It was
like,
off of it's no face.
Crazy.
It was off of the no face record.
Well,
that's
no,
the one they counted.
It's 30. No, no. The one that's the one they looked at specifically as far as like the geotag the streams.
Yeah.
Because that's involved in there too. Like they're saying that it was in like areas where there wasn't even a residential address.
Yeah, like fucking
address,
Turkey
bro.
And shit like that. VPNs like all the way out in Turkey and shit like that. So some random fucking village person is listening to No Face.
Yeah.
On
what?
On what?
Like I really want to know.
I want to know what type of laptop they got. What type of fucking man? Like, they just realized they're like Drake fans all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Please.
Where there's literally no residents.
No residents at all. And the thing is, they're not the only one that do it. That's the wild part. But Drake is the most sloppiest. Because I look back at all his records that he broke and shit from Views on. Mm. I really feel that's when he really started using bots a lot. Because Views, he sold 1 million first week.
Yeah.
He did. He sold 1 million.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to put it on that one particular.
Because he did have hits on that one.
Well, it's not even that he had hits, but there was just so much of a buildup to that fucking album.
That
you know
too.
What I mean? Like it
that
was,
too. Yeah that's true.
A lot of people were like actually anticipating that album.
They were anticipating it.
Not me.
I know. I know you weren't.
Be clear about that.
And then there was More Life. Then there was More Life. And then there was.
Which didn't do shit.
You know, it did enough. He sold a good amount. Not as much as Views, but it sold amount. It sold a lot. Then it was Scorpion. That sold a lot.
Yeah, that one did numbers.
And then fucking Certified Lover Boy. And then, well, there was the other ones. There was like he re-released So Far Gone. Then he did the.
That don't count.
I don't count those. But it's funny because Drake fans still count like Dark Lane demo tapes.
Seriously.
And shit. I was like, dude.
Like I see them typing that shit.
And Care Package.
It's like, bro, what?
And Care Package, even though that was.
The Lucy's that came out like way back.
The SoundCloud like, greatest hits. Those don't count. Come on now. Nah. But yeah, then Certified Lover Boy. Nope. And then Her Loss. And then so on and so forth. And. Yeah, it's getting spooky. It keeps getting spooky for Aubrey. More L's. Keep the horns going. Yeah, now IG models are coming out. Yeah, man. Her name is Gracie Bond.
Yeah.
I did not know about her until I looked her up, and I was like, oh, that's why, because of her BBL and shit.
Shit. BBL? That
like a,
shit.
Like a diaper?
Man.
Double diaper?
I don't even know what to call it. Dog. It's like a fucking...
Like a brick.
Like, you know how that fucking... It was not like a brick. That shit's soft as hell. You could tell. It moved. I ain't gonna lie. Mm. But it's like fucking like some prosthetics and shit. It don't even look real,
does
dog.
Does not look real at all.
She looks like no disrespect. But she looked like a cartoon character, bro.
No, she does. She looks you know fake as fuck. Like, that's why like, Drake was attracted to her. So apparently she was on the Spanish streamers shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And they broke it down what she was saying. And she was revealing about how they used to date, how her and Drake used to date, how she met Adonis and Sophie, which I think was wild. I'm like, damn, Drake, you introducing these hoes to your fucking baby mama like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nuts, bro.
Well, I mean, not even the baby mama, but just the kid.
Yeah.
That's crossing the line right there. Unless it's like a real relationship.
She thought
you know
it was real.
I mean? Like,
she thought it, but now the way he moves. I don't doubt that. There was probably hella other chicks he's introduced his, what's it called? His son to. Mm. Introduced her, took her to parties and shit like that. Then she comes to find out, she said that she got blackballed at the European parties.
Yeah.
And I guess Aiden Ross flew her out there and shit like that. And I was just like, okay. And then she revealed when she went to another party, this particular party that she went to, she said she saw Drake a lot differently then she believed how he was.
Yeah.
And she blocked him on everything. So then
she said, for lack, you know, for not for paraphrasing, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
That basically the people that he was with weren't trans and they weren't women.
No, they were women. There were women there. That's what she said.
No, there was women there, but the ones that he was like doing whatever the hell he was doing with.
Yeah, she said they weren't trans and they weren't women. And she didn't really specify what it was.
Yeah. I don't know what that means exactly, but the fact that freaking that she blocked him on everything.
And she was like, just
that's crazy, dog.
Yeah, she said it was weird.
Yeah.
And I just say this. I go back to that one line in Meet the Grams when Kendrick said, because wearing a beard just fits him better. Mm. I remember when you first asked me that, I was like, what's he mean by that? And yeah. I explained it, yeah. And you were like, oh. And I'm not going to explain it to you people. Just go on Google and type it in, what a beard means, like wearing a beard, and something will pop up. But yeah, she blocked him on everything, and I was just like, oh, okay. Drake denied it, of course, but
of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Just another L, and now we are in November, and he took off the Iceman like moments off his Instagram and shit like that. Now
yeah. Drake the Iceman, and not only that, but also the tour highlights that he had too.
Oh, he took that all down.
He took it all down. Everything.
Ooh. Yeah, now his fans are kind of mad. Now they don't know what's going to happen. He's still going to drop that album. I still feel he's going to drop it.
We'll see.
He got till the end of the month.
We'll see.
Yeah. Staying in legal news.
I'm going to sue.
His other light-skinned brother, J. Cole, is getting sued by Cameron. Just fucking nuts to say out loud. It's fucking nuts to say out loud. Like, what?
Nah, it's one of those things that don't even make sense.
Don't even make sense.
At all.
Until the story broke.
Until you get into the details.
So, apparently, he revealed that he hasn't been compensated for his verse on, what was it, Ready 24?
Yeah, Ready 24. That was 24. Off,
might delete later.
Yes.
And it was a swap. That's what you all call it, a swap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he gave him a verse, and then Cole was supposed to either give him a verse on one of his projects, or be on one of his podcasts, or be on the podcast.
Yeah, it is what it is
podcast. Yeah. And for the longest time, Cole hasn't kept up his end of the bargain because he's been trying to get in contact with him. And Cole's people keep telling him, like, Cole doesn't want to do interviews right now. He doesn't want to do anything. And he's like, what the fuck? No. We have this arrangement. He's not hitting me up. And he's just giving him the runaround. So Cameron just went and said, all right. So he filed a lawsuit. And you would think he wants to sue for millions. Nah. Just only $500,000.
I'm gonna sue.
I was like, damn, just 500 grand. I was like, yeah, he's doing it just for the
for
the principle.
It's the principle.
It's the fucking
the
principle.
Fucking principle.
It's the fucking principle. You said you were gonna do this for me,
shit.
And I still gotta keep waiting for you to do this shit. This is the second time because he helped him on what's it called on the off season. Remember when he did the ad libs on the opening song?
I-95 or I-95 South or something like that.
South, yeah,
something like that.
And then I do a verse for you, and all I'm asking you is just do another verse or do my podcast, and now you don't want to do it, and you're giving me the runaround?
I'm going to sue.
He could have did it the other way. Cameron's doing it the white boy way, but he could do it the nigga way if he really wants to. He'll go looking for him, you know, that type of
shit. Yeah.
But
it could get ugly.
But he's trying to change his ways. I could tell Cameron's trying to change his ways. He just wants his money. That's all he wants back. Yeah, it's the principle. It's just the principle off that. I feel that's going to get settled.
I mean, I hope that it does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hope Cole either... I really hope Cole just pays him, because I don't care to hear a verse, and I don't want to see him on a podcast.
God.
I'm done.
You're that done with it?
Done.
Yeah, they've been dissing Cole a lot, man. I said on Twitter the other day that Might Delete Later is just an album that just keeps haunting him.
Yeah.
Like, it haunts him. Like,
I'm sure it does.
7-minute drill.
Especially now.
Now Cameron's suing you for one of the best songs on that record. So
nah, for real.
That's the thing. And there's no bad records on there.
Yes, like, there are.
Shut up. That record is gone.
Doesn't matter.
He was rapping his ass off on that shit, too.
Okay.
That's until the sad the last part. Track. It's deleted.
Nope.
Still there in my eyes.
Oh, I still hear it.
Shit. I mean, it is what it is, man. No pun intended. So they're gonna, I feel they're gonna settle. So that's that. Well, hip hop was still in the news.
Yep. Once again.
I guess it's pretty bad because a few weeks ago, for the first time ever since 1990, hip hop was not in the top 40 on Billboard. Even though R&B was, but we talking strictly hip hop.
Yeah, seriously.
Because Kalani and Leon Thomas was there and
they
shit.
Doing numbers.
Yeah, Folded and Mutt still up there. Like
numbers.
Like, come on now. Like,
for real.
But
that Folded shit, bro.
Which one?
She performed it live. I forgot. I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, she performed that. That Dog. One wasn't surprising to me because that's how she always performs to me.
It wasn't, but it just sounded so beautiful, though. Like, honestly, like, I'm not even exaggerating at all, not trying to be funny at all. That shit was fucking beautiful. She is beautiful, but that song was fucking beautiful.
That's just one single. That's the thing. Just one song. She dropped another song the other night, which is pretty damn good. But yeah, she is literally like milking this. And she milked it the right way because we're going to get to it. She got nominated for a Grammy off of it.
Yay area,
baby.
You feel me?
But back to this topic about the top 40 and hip hop not on it. And there was a discussion going on Twitter, mainly from you niggas. I keep having to talk to you guys. Why do I have to keep talking to them, Martin?
Man, because they stupid as fuck.
But
that's
why. Why do I keep every episode I have to talk to you niggas again? Because you niggas keep on whining. Now the narrative they're trying to drive is that the reason why no hip hop is on the top 40 for the first time and why hip hop is dying is because of the beef. Because niggas don't want to be friends no more because of, you know, the ramifications of the beef.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty good with these things, man.
I know, right? We've talked about this before on the sidebar stories.
Oh, fuck. You had to go and fuck it up. Sidebar series.
Come on, shut man. Up.
It's very simple.
But we've talked about this like numerous times and shit like that. It's not because hip hop is dying. It's because the music just sucks.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. That's really what it is, dog. Like, I mean, everything is the fucking same. That's why this whole... I'm just irritated by everything right now when it comes to music. Like, seriously.
I don't blame you.
Like, the whole regional shit and everybody saying that that's bad. And I'm like, since when? Because that's how hip-hop grew originally.
They misuse their influence. They misuse their influence. That's why we're not in the top 40 no more.
Sometimes I do the same.
I know, right? They kept relying on the same people to save their asses.
Yeah.
The same people, the Drakes, the Travis Scotts, the Big Three, the Travis Scotts, the fucking Future. They relied on those rappers to jump on their wavelengths so they can be at number one. To be on top of the charts. That's what, and they kept relying on that, making the same type of music, hoping they catch a wave. And it happened. It happened literally slowly since I think it started in 2013. I think that's where it started during the blog era. And it gradually started happening. And I remember when I was
Everybody started sounding the same.
And I remember when 2 Chainz started. This is back when 2 Chainz was rapping like super ratchet, not how he was doing back then. Now.
Oh, yeah, because he's fucking rapping his ass off now. Shit.
Yeah, I know. But when he was rapping ratchet and then how fake Rick Ross was going and I seen the rise of Young Thug, I was calling this shit out.
Yeah.
I was telling people during the blog era, this shit is trash. This is detrimental to the culture. And they were calling me, man, shut up, man. You old. This is the new wave now. This is what these kids like. And I'm like, okay. And then the Travis Scott started rising and all this other shit. And then Drake started jumping on that wavelength and shit like that. And then slowly but surely, we got to where we're at. Because in 2019, they literally said this shit in 2019, how hip hop didn't really have a good year.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing on, not 2019. Like, yeah, it started in 2019.
It was right around there.
And then the pandemic happened.
It started to pick up, and this is going to sound crazy, but it started to pick up during the pandemic because people had to fucking
slow down.
Like, yeah, they had to slow down, listen to music and shit.
And then 2023, that's when it really started happening. 2023 was a slow year in hip hop. Country was taking over, pop was taking over. It was bad. That was way before the beef.
Yeah.
And then Drake could have had a chance when Drake dropped For All the Dogs. That was his chance to kind of put the culture back on the forefront. But the album was trash. And yeah, the album was trash and it didn't really make that fucking mark like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, hip hop is in a great spot right now.
Honestly, it's here's the thing about it, right? And a lot of people don't seem to understand this shit. Everything that ever gets better always has to get worse first.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is what we call worst, so fucking be it. Because honestly, hip hop wasn't made for the charts.
Mm-mm, never was.
Nah.
These niggas are basing their shit off metrics. Seriously. Not about the music, not about the culture, just off metrics. Mm. What the numbers say. Well, how come these superstars, they're basing it off numbers, not the quality, not what the music says, just the numbers and the money and shit like that. Sounds corporate.
This is exactly what I've been talking about for the longest time already, man. Like we've had this conversation on air and off air. It's like, bro, when you go by numbers, you can like put a stat to it, make it look a certain type of way, but it doesn't mean nothing. It
means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing, bro.
Exactly. And that's why these niggas were mad at Kendrick when he cut the head off, because he cut the cash cow.
Yeah.
Now they gotta fucking rely on their own music now, which they hate. They don't want to put their work into it.
I love the fact that everybody's like, oh, well, Drake hasn't dropped.
Drake has dropped over 40 plus tracks since the beef. I count it. If you count some sexy songs for you, all the songs from the features he dropped, all the Lucy's that came out, the 100 gigs, all that shit. It's over 40 plus tracks. And the only one that broke free from there was Nokia. That was the only one.
That was the only one?
Only one that went up to number two.
Oh, yeah.
And then, called? What did I miss? But Nokia was the only one that was, like, consistently on the top 10.
Yeah. It was actually floating around the top. Yeah, I don't know where it's at. Where's it at now?
Gone.
Oh.
People have no records on the top 40, on the top 100 right now. That's the other thing. I know, because they got a new, and also they got a new rule. They got a new rule for Billboard now about the
The recurrent rule.
Yeah, the recurrent rule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So explain.
They literally just changed it. So basically, if your song is older than half a year and it's not above number 25 or 25 and up, it gets taken off the Billboard charts completely.
But
it has to be 26 weeks.
Yeah, and Luther could have still been in the top 40, but since they changed the rule, they took it off.
Literally. Like, it happened a week after they changed the rule?
Mm-hmm. And Luther was gone.
Fucking stupid.
A lot of the rap songs are gone. And also, if you add the whole Taylor Swift shit, she takes up a majority of the charts, you know, the top 12 and shit.
Yeah,
she's
covering 12, yeah. Well, not the top 12, but like 12. The 12 slots, you know what I mean? 12, 12 slots.
So she takes up a lot of the shit. She kicks people off. So...
I mean, keep it real. That's what fucking GNX did, basically. Well, 11.
11, yeah. the title track. But, but you had a question you wanted to ask me. You said in the text message you want to save it for the show. So what
pertains to
the situation?
It pertains to it, but it's a little bit different. Because of that whole top 40 thing, Jeremy Hecht on the Bigger Picture, shout out to
them.
Yeah. Hold up. Shout out to him.
West Coast.
Right. Now, he asked a question, and it got me thinking, bro. It was like, he made a comment, my bad. He made a comment, and it made me ask a question. It's like, he said that they were talking about Ty Dolla $ign and how he's not really, like, making noise. And then he goes, like, well, I don't really know much about him.
Mm.
And I was like, bro, like, when did that become a criteria for liking an artist? Like, when did that start?
Knowing their background?
But not just knowing their background through their music.
Like the origin story, pretty much.
Through the music, though. Not necessarily interviews and shit like that. Through the music.
Like, probably in the 90s.
Is it, though?
I think so. Like, that's how I find, like, Pac was kind of telling a story through there. Biggie.
Biggie, to a degree, yeah. I mean, Pac, definitely. That goes
M
about kinda, saying.
M really Eminem, described who he was on My Name Is.
For sure.
He did 50 Cent.
Okay. This is like... mid to late 90s, right?
And basically. Early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then who else kind of described it? Kendrick, kind of. He did it on swimming pools.
But
that's
not how long music has been being made. You see what I'm saying? That's where I'm getting at. It's like, bro, like, I didn't know shit about Zapp and Roger or Parliament, but I fucking love their music. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know shit about Michael Jackson through his music.
Yeah.
But we love his music.
We loved his music. Yeah.
Prince, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much, like, artists, not just in hip-hop. I'm talking about just in general.
Music, period. Yeah.
Because I don't even consider Ty Dolla $ign a rapper.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Yeah, like it doesn't make sense why it didn't make sense to me why Jeremy Hecht said that. You know what I mean?
Like, I think because he didn't really know. I think throughout all his albums, we don't really know that much musically through him. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know how he felt when his brother got locked up. We don't know about his past
But we do though, because Free TC kind of
touched on it throughout. Yeah, that's true.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like it's not like we know everything about dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But we know just enough.
But we know enough to, and not only that, we know that he makes good fucking music.
That too.
At the end of the day, literally, that's what it's about. It's just making good fucking music. And he does that. So why does it matter how much you know about? That's what I'm getting at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why does it matter?
Why does that even matter? If people are making good music, to me, that shit doesn't change nothing.
But sometimes knowing their origin story does help a bit.
It can. Mm-hmm. It definitely can.
Because we don't know a lot of these. We don't know a lot of these niggas' origin stories now.
And here's the other thing, too. But like, now we could talk about Kendrick in this vein, right? People swear they know who he is.
They know. They think they know too much. They think they know who he is.
Yeah, they think they know who he is. Like, literally.
Personally.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, man.
Y'all don't know him like that, man.
I don't know him. You don't know him. Fucking, probably people who have met him have only seen, like, one side of him.
Same with Eminem, man. People think they know M because he put so much of his personal life into his music.
Yeah.
But they don't know him like
That's
that.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Like, so, really, why does that matter? Like I said, bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that matter? Like, why does it make a difference whether or not you like an artist?
You know, because you don't know me. You know, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, man.
Just make good fucking music. That's it.
Yeah, and that's all that matters. Because after that, a week later, Megan Thee Stallion went into the top 40. So it literally only lasted 1 week, and then the next week. I've been waiting for this baby. I wish, you know, Joe Budden, you know, I've been waiting.
Oh, yeah.
The Grammy nominations have been announced before we recorded. That's why JC's kind of mad he ain't here, because he really wanted to talk about this. He'll probably talk about it next time. But the nominations came out, and when it comes to Album of the Year, I was spot on with damn near everything except for two. So Album of the Year, it's Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
I can't stand you.
I can't pronounce that album, but
I'm like, I don't even know the name of it. Oh, Debí Tirar
Más Fotos. Whatever. Yeah. Justin Bieber.
DTMF.
Yeah, that's what they call it. DTMF. Yeah. There you go. Justin Bieber, Swag, Sabrina Carpenter, Man's Best Friend, Clips, Let God Sort Them Out. Yeah. Lady Gaga, Mayhem, Kendrick Lamar, GNX, Leon Thomas, Mutt. And Tyler, the Creator, Chromacopia. I was spot on with pretty much all of them. I was just like, okay, who's going to get that last spot? And I was shocked. What? I was shocked when they put Chromacopia. I was like, whoa, you guys really put Chromacopia. And I thought instead of Leon Thomas, I thought it was going to be The Weeknd.
Wait, what did The Weeknd drop? What was the name of the shit?
We talked about it.
What was the name of the shit? I'm asking. I don't remember.
Maybe, what's it called? Hurry Up Tomorrow. Hurry Up Tomorrow. That was the shit.
Yeah, it was.
And we talked about how amazing the album was.
Well,
and
y'all loved it. I'm not going to say that I didn't, but I just didn't see nothing special.
It got snubbed. Not one nomination. Right after he reconciled.
That's rough.
Right after he reconciled with the Academy, he didn't get not one nomination.
Well, you know, take some time. But Leon Thomas, though, man.
That was a great album.
That shit's fucking amazing.
That's amazing. That's a round of applause for him, man.
Matter of fact, hold up.
There you go. That's a round of applause. But that got nominated. Justin Bieber's Swag. I was like, really? That got nominated for Album of the Year? He ain't winning that shit. But fuck all that.
Besides you, though, like real shit, a lot of people like that album.
They like one song.
UConn.
Yeah, and the Bay Area likes it for other reasons.
Yeah, because of the remix.
So yeah, let's keep that funky. but yeah, let's get to the rap categories.
For sure.
Again, I was spot on. But I was off by two because I thought it was only going to be three. But it's Clips, Let God Sort Them Out.
Mm-hmm.
Glorilla, Glorious.
Ooh.
I was shocked about that. J.I.D., God Does Like Ugly. I'm not surprised. Kendrick with GNX. And Tyler, the Creator of Chlomacopia. I was right on that one.
Yeah, no. I mean, honestly, you got, what, 4 out of 5?
Yeah, I did not expect Glorilla. I thought
Glorilla
it was
going to came out of fucking nowhere, but.
I thought it was gonna be Freddie Gibbs, to be honest.
See, that's the thing. I get that. Uh-huh. I understand that. But when you look at the overall impact,
yeah,
like I still turn on KML and hear Glorilla.
True. I thought 2 Chainz and Alchemist would have got at least one nomination for Best Rap Album, at least.
Still. Same thing.
And Larry June. Like, damn. Yeah, really?
I mean, I wish.
I thought they were gonna get it because it was getting a lot of talk within hip hop and shit.
Hell yeah.
I thought it was gonna sneak a nomination
and
in.
Still, but like I said, when you talk about impact, Glorilla really has that shit. She has it right now.
Yeah. Then we go to Best Rap Song. Dochi Anxiety, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was crazy. Like, because, I mean, this song is really from 2019.
Yeah, she recorded it in her room.
Yeah.
And then after the success of her mixtape, she went and remastered it, re-recorded it, re-released it, reshot an actual video for it, and it got popular.
Right.
Even went on the Billboard Top 10. And now she got like 5 nominations off this shit.
God.
Yeah. Like, Best Music Video, Best Rap Song. I think she got other shits too, but yeah. But anyway, Best Rap Song and Clips, The Birds Don't Sing, Tyler the Creator, Sticky. Lil Wayne is nominated. I know Carter Six ain't.
That's funny.
I know Gorilla.
Nah, that's for damn sure.
Gorilla TGIF.
Well, you just sent a chill down my spine. Bro. What? Talking about Carter Six.
Ugh. Anyway. Ugh.
Jesus.
Gorilla TGIF, and then Kendrick and. TV off. I say that out of respect for Martin. That's all.
Hey man, look, no affiliation.
Yeah, he got 5 nominations. By the way, shit. Oh boy, got 5 nominations off that.
Damn.
Shit. Yeah, just for saying one word.
No, 4 words.
What is
4
it?
Words. Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
There you go. I got to do the dance. Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious. It got 5 Grammy nominations.
That's funny as hell.
Hey man, he said flat out, they just told him to say that one line, that one bar, and they said congratulations. That's what they told him after. Let's see, this best rap, I feel like there's more, but best melodic rap performance goes to Friday, Meek Mill, Proud of Me, JID. The one song you hated off that JID record.
Whoa, time out. That's
you really
not the
hated
only
that
song.
I know.
No, I didn't like I said before, I don't feel like he put his features in the best position to be great. And
well,
that was one of them.
Well, it was great enough to get nominated. Ty Dolla $ign and Black, wholeheartedly. Kendrick and
good for them.
Kendrick and SZA with Luther, of course. Terrence Martin and Kanye Dixon with Rhapsody, featuring Rhapsody with Remage, and then Aubrey and Drake with Somebody Loves Me. And then the best rap performance, I'm just scheming through this, it's going to be Cardi B with Outside, Clips and Kendrick with Chains and Whips, Dochi and Anxiety, Tyler the Creator with Darling Eye, and I cut it off, but the last one was TV Off.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't see no Kendrick there, or no Kendrick songs.
Like, yeah,
I
but TV Off is nominated.
Chains and Whips,
I know.
You know what I mean?
And then TV Off. But all in all, Kendrick got the most nominations. He got 9 nominations out of that bitch, which includes Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year.
And if he fucking sweeps those 3, I will fucking lose my shit.
Now, the culture.
I will lose my shit.
Twitter code. And again, I have to ask you, now that we see the nominations, now we see the nominations for Rap and Album of the Year, and I said it was going to be a 3-man race for Best Rap Album. I told you that.
You
from
did.
The, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Is your pick still the same? Don't be dramatic. You're going to be dramatic, aren't you?
What the fuck do you think, dog? Like, what the hell?
Including Best Rap and Album of the Year?
Dog, listen, it's GNX.
Yeah.
It's GNX. It's GNX. Do I have to say it again?
It's GNX.
Thank you.
And I agree with you 100%. And I love Let God Sort Them Out. I love that album.
No, same.
But GNX is different.
I bought both vinyls.
But GNX is just different.
I bought that twice.
I know. I went to both shows. I went to the Let God Sort Them Out tour. I went to the Grand National tour. I have different experiences from both of them. It's apple to oranges, but I just love oranges a little too much. There's something about being in a stadium.
Good job, Busby.
Good job, Busby. There's something about being in the stadium.
Yeah, that shit was different, dog.
It's just levels to every, he went to different countries and shit performing this album. Like, this album
that
was,
shit was fucking different.
Luther was number one for months. All right?
Dog, the album rained, like, literally rained from November
till now.
No, not till now.
No, anniversary.
It's still a great fucking, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but, like, realistically, until Let God Sort Them Out, it rained. Like, there was nothing else that touched it, bro.
Nothing touched it. Nothing touched it. Some people probably argue Tyler, the Creator's Chromacopia. Maybe. But.
Nah.
I know. So I said maybe.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I hear you. But nah.
And we're not saying this because we're biased. I'm not saying this because I'm biased.
Neither am I. I'm saying
the album.
Strictly off the music.
I listened to both these albums, man. Like, both these albums back to back. And it's GNX, bro. And what's funny is that everyone wants the clips to win. They want, oh, how about Kendrick wins album of the year and Clips wins best rap album? You know, so they can just share the trophies. Like, this is some Mean Girl shit.
Nope.
Again,
it's GNX.
I'm going to preface this again. As much as I love that Clips album.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel when I'm looking at what people are saying about Clips winning album of the year and shit or winning best rap album.
Mm.
I sometimes feel they're using that as a shield because they don't want Kendrick to win.
Yeah.
Because they're tired of him winning. Joe Budden hit the nail on the head. I mean, he hit the nail on the head because he said the quiet part out loud. I'm glad he was honest about it. He said Kendrick needs to get in the back of the line to let everybody else win. They want Clips to have their moment. I want Pusher and Malice to have that moment. But it's going to be shared with Kendrick. And it's going to be for Chains and Whips. That's what they're going to win it for.
Mm, okay.
Or for best.
I can
best,
see that. I can see them winning best rap album, though, too.
Yeah, I can
best
see it,
best rap
too.
Album. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I can see that happening.
I can see it. But if they win best rap album, that means they have to win album of the year.
No, they don't.
If you win best rap album, you have to win album of the year. That's, I mean, just saying.
No, you don't. Because at that point, you got to think about which, then album, rap, okay. Rap album of the year, in my opinion, is based off of the technical skill more so than the actual overall impact.
Kendrick had a lot of technical skill on that 100%, album.
Don't get me wrong, but Malice was doing work, bruh.
So was Kendrick.
I understand that. I've listened to Reincarnated. I've listened to Squabble Up. I've listened to Man at the Garden. Now, all this shit, bruh. I get it. Believe me, I do.
Mm-hmm. It's like a tight race. That's
what
it is.
That one's different. That category to me couldn't go
either way.
Yeah, it really could.
It really, like, it honestly,
that
when
one
it,
really could.
When it comes to it, it's a two-man race for those. And when it comes to album of the year, that one is literally a toss-up. Like, I'm going to look at
I'm
this shit again.
I'm still taking GNX, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm picking.
You're talking album of the year, you got Bad Bunny, DTMF, you got Justin Bieber.
I'm knocking him off. He ain't gonna win
that.
Yeah,
no, he's not.
Sabrina Carpenter, that's a question mark.
She has a chance.
She has a chance. That is a good album.
I know that her shit was all over the charts. I know Man that
Child
her shit
was yeah.
selling like crazy. I know yeah. her, you know what I mean? And I don't think she used bots. I'm gonna say lightly.
She actually has like, a fan base. You know what I mean? Like, Lady Gaga Mayhem, that did sell and it did make some. But Leon Thomas, as much as I love Leon, he ain't winning that.
It's not his time. For sure.
Tyler.
And Tyler's same thing. Man. Same thing. Not his time.
Yeah. Honestly, it's going to come down to Lady Gaga, Clips, or Kendrick for album of the year.
And Sabrina has a chance.
I don't think she's going to get it. But
you could not I think know. That. I'm saying she has a chance.
She
I'm
has
not,
a chance,
I'm not
yeah.
saying she's going to get it, neither.
Yeah. And for record of the year, this is Kendrick's competition for record of the year. Because Luther is nominated. But you know what else is nominated? I thought it was nominated.
Which one?
I thought Golden was nominated for Record of the Year.
Ooh,
but no, that's Song of the Year. They're nominated for Song of the Year. That's Kendrick's competition. Mm. The golden record from the...
Dude, from a fucking animated-ass movie, bro.
Nigga, that gets played on the radio. That gets played when I'm at the clubs. That
really?
Yes, and they sing it everywhere. You saw George Kittle singing that shit on the fucking field.
Oh, that's what the fuck he... I didn't know.
Yeah, he was singing that shit during a timeout. They were blasting that shit at MetLife, and he was singing this shit.
That's crazy. That's,
that movie literally transitioned and shit, bro. That got insane, nominated. Man. Yeah, I think it's nominated for Record of the Year, too. Probably cut it off. But this one, oh, yeah. And Kendrick and SZA are nominated for Best Pop Duo for Luther. No, for 30 for 30. Which I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, I guess. And then...
I'll take it.
And Tyler is also... and shit, Tyler the Creator, cool. He got like 5 nominations. And he's nominated for Best Alternative Music Album.
That one, I think he could take.
Yeah, well, I got to listen to the other albums. Haley Williams and the Bon Iver. He could take that.
Bon Iver.
Yeah, I got to listen to those other albums because that's like a different genre. So I can't really speak on that.
I hear you.
And Haley Williams, that's the old girl from the Paramore, if I remember correctly. So she might actually win that one.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I think they low-key, when we go to R&B, for Best R&B Album, Giveon got nominated for Beloved, Coco Jones, Why Not More, Lettucey, The Crown, Tiana Taylor for Escape Room, and Leon Thomas for Mutt.
See, to me, that's between two. Don't get me wrong. Love for Everybody. Giveon and Leon Thomas, though, man.
Yeah,
those two stand out like crazy. Yeah.
For Best R&B Song, it's Kalani for Folded. Summer Walker for...
She's winning.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
No, but look, it's Leon Thomas. Yes, it is. Duran Burner, Overqualified. Summer Walker, Heart Over Woman. And then Chris Brown and Ush and Bryson Tiller for It Depends. And
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That one actually... Wait, where's that one at? Traditional R&B performances?
For Best R&B Song.
Best R&B Song. Man, you got these all fucking...
You'll see it. That's Best R&B Performance. That's Justin Bieber's nominated for Yukon for R&B Performance.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably the only one. And then Chris Brown and Bryson Tiller again for It Depends. Kalani for Folded. Leon Thomas Mutt live from NPR's Tiny Desk. And Summer Walker, Heart of a Woman again.
That Heart of a Woman song is actually really fucking good.
Yeah. But that is the Grammy nominations for the most part. Drops in February, right before the Super Bowl, or I think after the Super Bowl. But may the best man win. But like you said, it's GNX.
It's GNX, dog.
And niggas are going to be upset.
Very.
He's going to have another Thriller night.
Mm-hmm.
TV off being nominated and no video. He didn't submit Squabble Up, which is nuts to me.
It's not. Because when you really think about it,
mm-hmm.
TV Off had the most impact. Like, it stayed around the longest.
Yeah.
As soon as everybody heard that, Mustard! That's a wrap,
and
dog.
No video.
That's a wrap.
And no video for it, which I
no
think
pun.
Is nuts. No what?
I said, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
No pun.
No pun. Ha ha. Yeah, but no video for it. I think that's nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. He still hasn't really... only videos he dropped for GNX was...
Squabble Up.
Track 2 and track 3.
Shit. No, you're not wrong. God damn.
Yeah, for Squabble Up and Luther, and that's it. And then he went on tour. I have a feeling he filmed. I mean, he got hella time before the fucking Australian shit, man. Film that shit, nigga. They were saying he should have filmed a video for Dodger Blue during the parade and shit.
Mm, that would have made sense.
Yeah, you wouldn't have watched it.
Nope.
I know your ass.
Wait.
Nope. And they were playing Not Like Us after playing Not Like Us in the locker room and at the parade too.
They were playing that shit all like literally the whole night, I bet you. Cause like dog, even when they showed like on Twitter, when they showed like the actual celebration that was going on outside of the stadium.
They were playing Not Like Us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song is never going to die. That shit has a life of its own. It's never going to die. He won 5 Grammys off that bitch, man.
Nah, for real.
Anyway, before we leave NFL Insights, we're still injured. Brock still ain't playing. Mac Jones is hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense is kicked in the nuts. We can't reproduce.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. And we are still 6-3.
We're still nah, 6-3. Ass, how like, are we 6-3?
Crazy.
Houseway.
I have no fucking clue, bro. I keep asking people too. Like, cause you know, I would deliver, so I'm going to like different dispensaries and shit like that, right? And fucking I talk Niners with a bunch of people, like whatever, right? And I'm like, dude, how do we keep winning?
Because like, when this happened in 2020,
how do we keep winning?
When this happened in 2020, we were like 2-6 at this point. And everyone got in. But I think what helps us is that majority of the injuries are happening on the defense and not the offense.
Our quarterback is hurt
by his pinky toe.
Whatever the fuck.
We have a competent quarterback, which is Matt Jones.
Competent backup.
Competent backup.
Yeah.
And every time I see that he's starting, I'm just like, all right, Mac. My homegirl said, no, because they said Brock is questionable and he could suit up. While we're recording this, we're about to go against the Rams at home. I mean, our home.
Yeah, that,
not like our home in the South.
Yeah, not our second home, but our first home.
You know how much that has to suck for the Rams every time they play
dog.
Us? They get annoyed. They're like, man, no home field advantage at all when they face us.
Even what you call it, since you brought it up, Jackson Dart, when we played against the fucking
I was shocked about that.
He was like, I've never seen
so much red.
It wasn't even that. He said that it felt lopsided.
But the fan base, yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, Niner faithful, baby.
Shit.
Nah, man. But I swear to God, because they have us as 4.5-point underdogs, which at home, because our defense, because now Michael Williams is down for the towards ACL. And there was 4 minutes left of the fucking game at MetLife. And MetLife is notorious for injuring players because
specifically leg injuries, too.
And Giant players were going down the entire game.
Yeah.
And I was watching and I was like, okay, we got 4 minutes. In my mind, we got 4 minutes. As soon as I thought that, Michael, this MetLife said, you leave it here with something.
I'm leaving here with
something. You leave it here with something.
Shit,
man. Torres ACL, he's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So that is
another one bites the dust.
Bosa gone. Fred gone. Michael Williams gone. That's like our anchor and our lieutenant, man.
Yeah, it's bad. It's
defensive.
Bad.
How real, are we gonna like bad. If we win more games, if we're in the playoffs, we'll probably I don't know. I've seen Cinderella stories before. I can't see it.
I mean, shit happens, man, but
because they're saying it's a two-man race. They're saying it's a two-man race in the NFC West with the
who?
The commentators.
No, I'm saying, who is it? Who are they saying it is?
The Seahawks and the fucking Rams.
Oh.
Even.
Okay.
I swear to God, if we beat the Rams again.
Shit gets spooky.
And that would be, because they're in a must-win situation.
Yeah.
We're not. Nah, we got seriously. Everything to lose. They got everything to lose. We don't.
We could lose a game. It's good.
We could lose a game and another game. We ain't supposed to be here right now.
We're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be 6-3. Just saying that shit out loud is weird, man.
How are we 6-3? Because you see what happened to the Ravens. You see what happened to what's going on with the Bengals and everyone else. And Brock Purdy, we just paid that motherfucker. And he just, and I think they saw what happened to Joe Burrow and they're like, no, you take your sweet ass time.
Yeah. Get better.
Get better. They said in practice, they showed him running around and shit like that. But Brock is just saying it's annoying. Yeah. With his toe. It's like annoying feeling. Man, get some morphine, nigga. Get your ass out there.
Stupid as hell. I swear.
Pop some pills. That's what Patrick would do?
Hey, man.
Am I right?
Ain't no telling what that man would do.
Shit. When we go around the league, the fucking Kansas City is 5-4.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's weird.
I think they go against.
It's weird.
Who they go against? Hold on, let me check. Because the rest of their season is going to be kind of like, uh-oh. They might be fighting for a, what's the word for it?
Like a wild card and shit?
Yeah, boy.
Yeesh.
Hold up, let me see. I'm just looking at this. I'm looking at the rest of their schedule. Chiefs schedule. They got. They got a bye week.
Well, they got a bye week this week.
Yeah, they go against they go against the Broncos, the Colts, and the Cowboys back to back to back.
Okay, so that's Broncos, Colts, dub.
The Colts? You think that's gonna be a dub for the Colts?
No. The Cowboys. The fuck?
The Cowboys got smoked while we're recording. No, I'm looking at that Thanksgiving game. The way the Chiefs are playing, they're kind of like us. They're all consistently inconsistent. Mm. But
we keep winning.
That's the thing. But they are consistently inconsistent. And it's just like, I keep looking at that Thanksgiving game and I'm thinking to myself,
but who they got on Thanksgiving?
The Cowboys.
They're playing against the Cowboys on the. Okay, got you.
Yeah, I keep looking at it and I'm just like, something just tells me that could be like a really big trap game for them because they got the Broncos, even though that Broncos.
Nah, the Colts game is going to be difficult as all fuck, bro.
Yeah. And then Broncos is a division game.
Yeah.
Even though that Raider Broncos game on Thursday was fucking boring.
That shit was weak, bro.
They may have a chance against the Broncos, but still. But yeah, after that, it'll be because the Bills game really fucked them. They got another division game against the Chargers. No, they go against the Texans after that. Then the Chargers.
Hey, man, Texans, it looks like they're hitting their stride now.
I know. Chargers, that's another division game.
Yeah.
Titans, that could be a dub for them.
Yeah.
Broncos again. Raiders again. Whew. Be a tight race for them. And everybody else, Seahawks, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cardinals, what's his name?
Just like, calmly,
Like next time. Kyler Murray, he is injured. He's out for like, I say he's out for the rest of the season, so fuck him. They got Jacoby Brissett, that's his name?
You said Brissett, blood.
Biscuit?
Not Brissett.
Brissett. Oh, yeah. Brissett. My bad. Mm-hmm. And then there was some tragedy going on in the Cowboys organization. Who's old boy that passed away? I'm gonna get his name right.
Yeah, I was gonna say I really don't remember his name.
Cowboys player. Sorry, we lied, people. We usually don't do this. What's his name? Marshawn Nealon.
Ah,
yeah, he passed away.
Defensive end, right?
Defensive end. He just played that Monday.
Yeah.
And he just recovered a fumble. I watched that shit.
Mm.
And they lost against the Cardinals. And yeah, he committed suicide while he was running from the cops. And he was only 23 years old and he was going through mental health problems and shit like that. And all I can say to that is check on your strong friends. You don't know what somebody's going through. Nah, especially in that sport with football, with how messed up your head is and shit like that. He was going through something.
Yeah.
And for that to happen, that is tragic. So by saying that, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at that game like for the Chiefs, like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, rest in peace, man. Thoughts and prayers to the family. Rest in peace.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a damn shame. But staying in sports, I mean, yeah, I don't know how it was 6-3.
It's mind-boggling.
Can you imagine? Just hypothetically speaking, can you imagine us going far in the playoffs?
No, I can't.
I can't see.
I can't. But then at the same time, I can't even. I like I said, I still don't understand how we're 6-3. Like, so to even get that far,
if we're
I can't see it.
If
bro.
We are 7-3 going after we're done recording, and we come back here, we're like, how are we 8-3? Dog.
That would be some shit for real. Like,
and at that point, we'd be fine. Are we gonna get home field advantage? Are we gonna be the number one seed? Hello,
I don't even know what button to press. Shit.
Or we might be JC's fantasy. What was his prediction for the Raiders?
Prediction for the Raiders.
10-3 and a playoff exit.
Like a first round exit.
That might be us.
That could be. That's also realistic,
that's
dog.
Very like, realistic. Shit.
Especially, like I said, just the injury. Everybody just like it's weird.
We're expecting a fall off.
We're expecting a fall off, and it just isn't happening yet.
Because offensively, because everyone in offense is getting more healthy every week. So by the time we get to the playoffs, everybody should be back by then.
Right, Brock,
Ayuk, Ricky, everyone should be back by then, and we'd be offensively at full strength.
We just got back our starting center.
Yeah. Well, even though I liked our other,
I know,
our
backup. I liked Hennessy. Yeah, Hennessy was good.
You can't go wrong with Hennessy.
Nah, man. Hennessy just do his thing.
Hey, bro.
It just do his thing.
I know, but by then, everyone should be back.
Yeah.
But we're going through a retrograde, so that might be when the fall off happens. So who knows? I know, right? I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What episode are we at? 326?
326.
This is episode 326 of the Most Consistent Podcast in Yay Area. You can follow me on Twitter. You can just imagine you hear it.
That's what I didn't put on there.
Shout out, Mr. Fab. Shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't ask how was your Halloween, by the way?
Bruh, look. I work over 50 hours a week.
Oh, so it was boring and you went to sleep.
It was dark. All I saw was the back of my eyelids. I ain't even playing with you.
Well, I went to a Mr. Fab party.
Saw your story.
It was in the close friends.
I saw that. Am I not your close friend?
You are my close friend. Close friends is where all the magic happens. Pause.
Yeah, right. Pause.
Definitely. Yeah, pause. but I went to a Halloween party hosted by Mr. Fab. I was with Tussie. Shout out Tussie. Shout out Tiki Pete. Shout out all the motherfuckers out there. It was fun. It was like a movie like you kids see saying. And dude, I'm gonna end here. Dude, it was wild. I walked in that bitch because I remember, like, I didn't, because you were supposed to buy a ticket and shit like that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I remember I was walking, I was seeing everyone all fucking Halloweened up. I had like a Jamaican mask and my Thriller shirt on. I was
like,
just,
you always fucking do.
I just got my Thriller shit last year.
No, but you throw on the dreadlocks.
Like, hey, man, it works. It works. Anyway, so I'm walking, I see the line. It's like a long ass line, right? And then I get up front and I see security. Security say, oh, what's up, Busby? Dap me up. And it was just you. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, come on in. I dap up my other homeboy who's like the photographer. Yep. What's up, bro? And I'm walking around. I hug the bartender chicks. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hug them and shit. Yep. And then I go up to the stage, see my boy DJing, dap them up.
Yep.
And I kind of stopped, like, yeah. Then I stopped and thought to myself, did that just happen? Did I just skip the line and just, because I see that when I was young, when I'd be in those lines and shit, I always see those fuckers just walk up in there and shit.
Right.
And I'd
be
always pissed off. Then I became that fucker. I became that fucker.
It's crazy how life works. Huh?
You get older. Hey, man. You can follow me on Twitter at MrBuzzBee408. You can always follow us at Theological SP on Twitter. You can always follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense. And of course on Facebook. And of course on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Leave comments. You know the fucking vibes. Big you Busby niggas.
Big Busby problems.
Yep.
And you can follow me on all my socials at MacFly408. MacFly! Stream my music. Konnichiwa. Free game. Out now. Everywhere. Ooh. You feel me?
You feel me?
And we out this bitch.
Gone. I'm gonna go out.
Tired. I'm going to sleep.
Getting some ass.
Drinking some goddamn energy drink. I'm still gonna go to sleep, man. Fuck.
Peace.